You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Really funny story before I get into today's episode. So I am recording in one of my lofts in my tiny house, right? So I had been working on the couch before coming upstairs to record, and I'm standing in the middle of the living room going, I think my ears have been ringing for like an hour. And then for some reason, I thought to myself, is it possible that my ears aren't ringing and there's actually a noise here? Now, side note, I have no high frequency hearing. I have not been able to hear high frequency noises since I was a little kid, like a really little kid. So I, for an hour, was like, my ears are ringing and this is so annoying. But before coming up to record, I was like, is it possible that this is an actual noise? And I thought, how am I going to figure this out? Because you would be so annoyed if the whole duration of this podcast, there was this high frequency ringing that I couldn't hear, but you could. Nobody would listen to the episode. So I thought, well, I could call my boyfriend and have him come over, but that seems like an awful lot of work. Or I could just stand here and be really, really, really quiet and see if I can differentiate between my ears ringing and a noise. This is turning into a long story. Let's cut it short. It was the refrigerator. For some reason, I had left the door open like an hour earlier, the refrigerator door, and it has this super high-pitched ringing noise that I can't hear, but apparently, I guess I kind of can. It wasn't easy for me to hear, but it goes back to the episode I did a couple episodes ago on meditation. I have become much more sensitive to noises and to scents since starting transcendental meditation. And I really think that being able to hear that high frequency that I can never normally hear is part of, I think it's like an inner calmness that makes me more alert and aware of things around me. So that is not what today's episode is about, but it just happened. So I thought that I would share it with you. Anyway, in the last couple of days, I would say, I've gotten a lot of feedback that makes me feel so grateful in response to the last episode of the podcast where I shared that Mike Posner quote, a bird doesn't sing because it has an answer. It sings because it has a song. And I shared that that really reminded me of why I'm here and why I'm doing all of this with Primal Potential. And so many of you reached out to say, keep singing your song. And I just wanted to say thank you because all of those messages just made my day. And I'm just grateful for every single one of you. And I'm so excited to be a small part of your journey. So thanks for that. And today, I want to add a little bit of fire to your day, a little spark for you. I hear every single day from people that either they're not motivated or they can't stay motivated. Maybe at times they feel motivated, but they can't maintain that higher level of motivation that spurs them to action. And I always respond by sharing something that I learned from Brendon Burchard in his book, The Motivation Manifesto. He talks a lot about what motivation is and explains that motivation is something we create, much like a fire. And when people say, oh, I can't stay motivated, that is like lighting a match and saying, oh no, I can't keep the fire going. Of course you can't. When you have that initial spark, when you have that initial flame, which comes to us in many different ways, maybe from a song, maybe from a podcast, maybe from a quote, maybe from seeing results on the scale or having a great day, we have to do something with it. to maintain it. Just like if we strike a match, yes, we have fire, but it won't last more than a few seconds if we don't act on it. The spark is just the beginning, and then you have work to do. You have to act on it, add to it, and we create motivation by our actions. It's through our actions, through what we do, that we can turn that spark into a stronger, more substantial, more impactful form of motivation. But even then, we can't walk away, just like we can't walk away from a raging fire and expect it to continue just because it's hot and strong. Motivation is something we create. There is a spark that can come from many different things, but we amplify it and we sustain it with our actions. Choice by choice, we are either fueling that fire that came from that spark, or we're putting it out. And my hope is that for you, today's episode will be that spark. Or for others of you, it might be a way you fan the flames of a spark you already have. I want to talk to you today about being a warrior. Not a worrier, but a warrior. Too many of us have become passive. We're just passive. We aren't fighting for our best lives. We're dragging our feet through average days and average habits, feeling pressure to do more, but not even close to being on fire with excitement for our purpose and for the potential of a better life. You might have a dream in your heart or a goal in your mind, but you are not a warrior. You're more like Eeyore. Yeah, Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh.
I should do more, but I'm tired. Life is hard. Change is hard. I don't want to.
And I'm not making fun of you, because I have my Eeyore moments too. But I use them to remind me that that's not who I am. It's not who I want to be. I want to be a warrior. And I want you to be a warrior. A warrior has a cause. And yes, fighting is their job, but it is who they are. It's why they are here. They don't complain about fighting. It's just what they do. It's their purpose, and they know it, and they're proud, and they do their work without complaining. It doesn't depend on whether they feel like it or not, whether they had a good night of sleep or not. It is why they are here. It is their calling, and they leave their feelings out of it. They do what is right because it's what they are called to do. I shared a couple months ago on the blog. I blog Monday through Friday, so 5 days a week, over on primalpotential.com if you haven't checked those out. I really like them. But I blogged a couple months ago about how one of my favorite songs right now is the song Whatever It Takes by Imagine Dragons. And I think of it a little bit as my reminder to be a warrior. When I'm in that Eeyore mode, it brings me back to the fire to pursue my goals, to live my best life, to not settle, to not drag my feet and, oh, it's another day. I've got some work to do, but I don't want to. That song really fires me up, especially the part that says, I'm working on something that I'm proud of, out of the box. I'm an epoxy to the world and the vision we've lost. I'm an apostrophe. Just a symbol to remind you that there's more to see. I'm a product of the system, a catastrophe, and yet a masterpiece. Yes, I have days where all I want to do is eat chocolate and watch Netflix. But I'm a warrior. I'm capable of so much more. There is so much more to my life than the lowest common denominator of a day or a moment. So I don't feel sorry for myself when I go to the gym, or when I say no to wine, or I say not now to the chocolate, because warriors don't complain. We are not victims. It's what we're here for. It's something we're proud of. It's something we believe in. It's something we are excited about. Being a warrior reminds me that my goal is not to fit in. Too many of us don't want to stand out, but a warrior, that's what they do. They stand out. I was talking to a client the other day and she shared with me that sometimes she thinks it's just not fair. It's not fair that other people can eat more than she can without gaining weight. It's just not fair. But that's not the mindset of a warrior. Warriors don't want to be like everybody else. They aren't looking at anybody else. A warrior wants to stand out while most people want to fit in. And most people feel like standing out or being different is bad. But I want to stand out. I don't want to be average. I want to be the best I can be, and I'm not wasting my time with what other people do or how they act or how they think. I am more than average. I want to stand out. When I think that my journey is hard or that it's not fair or that I'm never going to get there, I remind myself that I am a warrior. And warriors know that their job is to put forth more effort than other people are willing to. And they're not a victim. That is their choice. That is their decision. While most people resist or resent struggle and hard work or obstacles, warriors do not. That's what they are here for. Challenge? Right. That's my job. Most people want to be told what to do. And they're searching for other people's answers. And they're looking to follow suit with what everybody else has going on. But warriors break shallow-minded restrictions. Warriors don't care about other people's rules. Warriors are listening to his or her instincts. There's good and there's bad. There's right and there's wrong. There's what I'm here for. And there's everything else. Warriors are not gluttonous or lazy. They're always on alert. They are always ready. That is what they are here for. They are intentional. They are purposeful. They know what puts them at risk. And they are on guard. Do I know what puts me at risk, and am I on guard? Do you know what puts you at risk, and are you on guard? Are you defending what you want? Or are you completely ignoring where you're trying to go and what you're trying to protect and what you're trying to create? A warrior knows what the enemy is, what the risks are, what the threats are. And they are defending against them. They are active in the fight. They are not passive. They are engaged. Do you know what the risks are? And are you being passive or are you engaged in the fight? Not passive. Not half in. Not saying it doesn't matter, because it does matter. It's so easy to live without being alive. Because you're on the sidelines and you're not engaged and you're not fighting and you're not trying. I've been there. Just know that if you don't feel alive, it's your choices that are keeping you from fully living. Be militantly on your own side. Know what the risks are. Know what the threats are. And hold the line. Be engaged. Be active. Not a victim. Not passive. Not hopeless, full of energy and purpose and intention and attention. It's a daily choice. It's a daily choice to be a warrior, not complaining, not whining, but taking exceptional care of yourself, living boldly and without excuses and without trying to fit in and run with the herd, but rather to stand out and be exceptional. I'm a big fan of Marcus Aurelius and Epictetus, Stoic philosophy. I talk about that a lot. The Emperor's Handbook is kind of like another version of Marcus Aurelius's meditations. Both of them are writings from his own personal journal. I will link to both the Emperor's Handbook and meditations over in the show notes at primalpotential.com. But one of the things in the Emperor's Handbook, early in the book, there's a quote from Marcus Aurelius that says, "Remember how long you have procrastinated. Remember how long you have procrastinated and how consistently you have failed to put to good use your suspended sentence from the gods. Your days are numbered. Use them to throw open the windows of your soul to the sun. If you do not, the sun will soon set and you with it. Remember how long you have procrastinated, how consistently you have failed to act on that dream in your heart. Remember how you've been putting that off, but your days are numbered, and you can use your days to go fully towards that dream in your heart, that wish in your mind. And if you don't, the dream will go. You won't get it. You won't get there. But you can. Today matters. You matter. You are capable of this. One choice at a time. Do you have one warrior choice in you? Do you have one moment to fight in you? I know you do. So just choose that. Just win once. What would it look like if all day today you fought for that dream in your heart and you made no excuses and you made no exceptions and you took no delays? Are you capable of creating that just for one day? Of course you are. So do it. So do it. Remember how long you have procrastinated and how consistently you have failed to put to good use your suspended sentence, that dream in your heart. Your days are numbered. Use them to throw open the windows of your soul to the sun. Think about the beauty in that, the passion in that, the promise in that. Throw open the windows of your soul to the sun. That is not about holding back. That is not about fitting in. That is not about putting things off. It's about getting off the sidelines and getting into your life and not being a victim and not seeing this as a burden, but seeing this as an incredible privilege and an incredible opportunity because it is. So seize it. Be a warrior. It's not about fitting in. It's not about following along. It's not about putting anything off. It's about being fully engaged in creating your full potential. That is what I want you guys to really embrace today. It's easy to get caught up in the Eeyore life. It seems like everybody is. I'm tired. I'm busy. The kid's this. The kid's that. Work sucks. My boss is a jerk. You are capable of so much more than that. Your life can be so much bigger than that. But you have to choose it. You have to choose it. Hard right turn here. The next episode is going to be the second episode in the Food as Medicine series. So a shift away from the last couple of mindset episodes. Stay tuned for that. And please, please, please do not forget about Primal Potential Daily Bites. If you have an Echo or a Dot, Primal Potential Daily Bites is the daily Alexa skill. You can search Alexa on primalpotential.com and all the instructions for subscribing to that. It is free. It is these daily short motivational messages, coaching messages that I think you are really going to love it. While you are looking for that post, do not miss, I mentioned a couple of the blogs. I blog Monday through Friday, really just my thoughts on staying motivated, my thoughts on nutrition and how I'm making that easier. Just the other day, I added to the blog an elaboration on the email that went out to the VIP list. So every Sunday, I email out everybody on the VIP list. I recently was sharing how much more challenging it has become for me to get affordable meat products now that I live on Cape Cod. Everything is further away and everything is more expensive. So not an advertisement. They are not a sponsor. I am not a rep. I switched over to using ButcherBox for delivery of things like bacon without sugar added, chicken thighs that come from pasture-raised birds, hormone and antibiotic-free, organic, etc. So I switched over to ButcherBox. That email generated some questions about pricing and what to look for when you buy meat. So I put those clarifications up on the blog at primalpotential.com. And somebody also responded to that email to ask me if I get meat products from Thrive Market. So at this point, the only meat I get from Thrive Market is canned salmon. I'm not personally a big canned tuna fan. I used to be growing up. I think I just tapped out of it. But I do use their canned salmon for salmon cakes. I love fresh salmon, but when I make salmon cakes, I actually think they taste better with canned salmon than with fresh salmon. I don't know why I feel that way, but I've made them both ways and prefer salmon cakes with canned salmon. I use the 21-day sugar detox recipe for those salmon cakes, and I think they're freaking fantastic. But to get back to the butcher box thing, somebody emailed me to say that this spring, Thrive Market will be sending out fresh and frozen products in addition to non-perishables, because that's what I get from them now, my non-perishables, food and non-food. So laundry detergent, soap, face stuff, shampoo, conditioner, as well as coconut oil, chipotle lime mayo, etc. But somebody said that they had called Thrive over something. I haven't heard this from them, but it came across my radar, so keep your eye out for that they may be introducing that sort of stuff. But in the meantime, I am getting my chicken, my ground beef, my bacon without sugar added for higher quality and just significantly more convenience for me through ButcherBox. So check out that blog if you're curious about that. I will link to Thrive Market as well as to ButcherBox. Again, I'm not affiliated in any way with ButcherBox, but I'm just excited about the new opportunity for me because of the challenges I've faced with this move. So all that stuff is up on the blog. If you do decide to give Thrive a chance, go through thrivemarket.com/primalpotential because you'll save an additional 25% on that first order and get free shipping in a 30-day trial membership. But all that stuff and then some is on the blog, including a post that I am very, very excited about my new zero tolerance policy, which has gotten some interesting reactions. But check that out over on the Primal Potential blog. And in the meantime, do not be Eeyore. Instead, choose to be a warrior. I'll talk to you guys soon. I hope you have an awesome day.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.